I'm now talking to Tony Kenny, who's been here at the Roscommon meeting. Tony, you've been pretty active in how can I put it, age activism, if
yes,
you like.
Yes.
You've seen some of these crises before, presumably.
I've gone through quite a few of them, even back to the 30s.
Right.
I'm in my 80s now, and the whole lot is that we'll have to knuckle down and try and do the best we can on it, because politicians aren't going to get us out of it. They can save us a life. It'll be the people themselves that'll get us out of this situation we're in. And the one thing I disagree with is this black hole, which all the money is being pumped. No one knows what's happening with it. Whereas the small industries in Ireland and in rural Ireland, they could benefit from a few pounds or a few euros.
Of course, and we're right here in the heart of rural Ireland.
Yeah.
How is that impacting here locally in Roscommon?
Well, it has a big impact in rural Ireland. I'm more now rural Ireland, in a place called Ballyporden. And it has a major impact there, because a lot of people have graduated in college and universities and that, and now they have no place to go on in the immigrant ship. I saw that before in the 50s. I saw it prior to that too, when they were, took them 3 weeks of that to go to America. And at least the travel is quicker this time, but it's up the same end as in mean for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have another thing that has a pet chip on my shoulder, I suppose you call it, and that's rural transport. We have no rural transport as such in the place called Ballyporden, where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
If my missus has to go to a hospital, she has to get a taxi to bring her to Athlone to connect with a bus service. And then that's 20 euros. She'd be going to Galway then, she's going to Galway Hospital. It's 10 euros more for a taxi to bring you out to the hospital. That's 30 euros one way and 30 back. That's 60 euros. And it says then about the pensioners that are well off. We're also heavily involved in friendly phone services, of which we give our own voluntary time.
Okay. Just coming back to this particular election, well, what sort of hope do you have that, I mean, you say politicians can't get the country out of this mess, so what sort of hope have you got that the new government will do something?
The way I see it with politicians, I think at the moment it's the EU that's telling us what to do. They'll tell us to jump so high and that's it. Politicians come back with this thing about being out in Brussels and that things sorted out and give us a sweeter pill to swallow. That's the way I see it. But eventually it'll be the people that'll have to sort the whole lot out.
And how was it done?
On taxation.
Right.
That's the way they're doing it. And there again, another point in it is that I think we priced ourselves out in this country back 10 years ago when I suppose ordinary labouring men when you're getting as much as a surgeon.
Mm.
Now, that's no reflection on the person that's labouring, but things went out of all proportion.
Okay.
Do you know? I think that's what's the cause of our economy being in a slump.
Okay. That's great, Tony. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
Okay.